You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
From our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids at 3:05, Gym Class for a Wednesday here in KGYM. Happy midweek to you. Scott Unash from our studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes will join us from his back porch on the southwest side coming up here in just a moment. Good show coming up for you. We'll talk and preview the first meet of the year for the Iowa wrestling team, Iowa and Nebraska, coming up this weekend at Carver Hawkeye, top 10 matchup, and really looking forward to that one. That should be a lot of fun. The tentative lineups out, some very interesting things to take a look at as far as the lineups are concerned. A lot of and-ors. So we'll talk about that and the world of college wrestling with Mark Ironside coming up here in about 12 minutes or so. Your phone calls, your texts, always welcome at 319-366-1600. 1600, that's 319-366-1600. Thank you for listening, wherever you may be listening, on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, as well as the KGYM radio stream, the brand new KGYM mobile app, or quite simply on your smart speaker on KGYM. Mark, good afternoon. How is everything on the Wednesday?
Outstanding, Scott. Buttons, everyone out there, good Wednesday to you. Got a lot to chew on with Mark, as you mentioned, and we've got a Big Ten women's basketball game in progress in Iowa City. Ohio State undefeated on the year coming into Carver Hawkeye Arena right now. The Hawkeyes leading 9-8 in the first quarter, and of course, on a Wednesday, a Bowling Night in America preview.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Why wouldn't there be a Bowling Night in America preview? 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you, the phone line available to you as well. Yeah, we'll keep one eye on Iowa women's basketball. An unusual start time, but that's the world we're living in 2020, 2021. You can do that when you don't have fans, regular general admission fans, or the public anyway. When you have friends and family, you can throw a couple afternoon games on and put them on television, because it's a win-win for everybody, I guess.
Yeah, Big Ten Network showing this game, and for the work from home crowd, I like the afternoon games, whether it's men or women, and for many it's the first chance to get a look at Caitlin Clark in an Iowa uniform. Six-time freshman of the week in the Big Ten. So, I mean, there's a bonus there.
Six-time winner of the Caitlin Clark Award. So, I think they should just go ahead and just rename it after her. But, yeah, we'll keep you updated on that, and it is very early. Of course, Iowa's got a long home court winning streak that they're trying to keep intact, and Hawkeye's leading it about midway through the first quarter right now down at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Scheduled to have a men's basketball game tomorrow night, Mark, at Carver Hawkeye Arena, as Iowa and Sparty will go at it. Michigan State comes to town, but as of now, the game is on, but there are some rumblings out there. In fact, Michigan State has already reported they have two of their players, not frontliners. One barely gets in, one is not getting in and a walk-on, and the son of Tom Izzo, but they have tested positive for COVID. If anyone else goes down, according to Spartan head coach Tom Izzo, Michigan State could have a problem. But as of right now, the game is still on.
Yeah, the two Spartan players who have tested positive are roommates, actually, and you mentioned them. But otherwise, as of now, Michigan State is scheduled to, according to reports, scheduled to fly into Iowa City tonight. Both teams will be tested tomorrow per protocol. So as of right now, that game's still on, but two players, and they've seen spot duty. Let's be frank about that. As of now, two players on the Michigan State roster testing positive and won't make the trip. So we'll keep an eye on that.
Yeah, and you've got a situation where it's a dangerous Michigan State team, a Michigan State team that is in desperate need of a win. And what do they say? A wounded animal is a dangerous animal. And I think Michigan State's dangerous coming into tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, especially after blowing a big lead at home against Purdue and dropping that one-pointer. Four losses in the league already for Michigan State. Still a capable outfit like many in the league. I think it may be dangerous tomorrow, but Iowa playing at a high level. And it's going to be a very interesting game tomorrow night should it go off.
Yeah, 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Again, 319-366-1600 as we come your way on the Wednesday edition of the show. Mark Ironside will join us coming up here in just a little bit. And then tomorrow, we'll have the first full field event of the PGA Tour going off. Primetime golf again tomorrow night. Yes, all four primetime golf. Zach Johnson, who we talked with last Friday, and if you missed that conversation, it was a real good talk with Zach. We've got it for you on our podcasts, which are available both on our website at kgymradio.com as well as Apple and Spotify. Go back and listen to it. But Zach's playing this week at Wylie.
He is indeed. He's scheduled to tee off at 12:10 Iowa time tomorrow. That's 8:10 in Hawaii. He is paired with Billy Horschel and Russell Knox for the first two rounds, and we'll track that tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah, we will. And watch a lot of it probably on Thursday and Friday night. And why wouldn't we, right? Why wouldn't we?
Well, one reason is Michigan State and Iowa play at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Well, there's you can have two things going on at the same time in 2021. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. We're going to talk wrestling coming up here in just a little bit. Talked about Michigan State and Iowa still on for the moment. Last night, Big Ten basketball, the Michigan Wolverines remain unbeaten as they pounded the Wisconsin Badgers last night. Boy, Michigan looks good. There's not much more you can say about it. Juwan Howard's got that team playing at an incredibly high level right now, and they continue to lead the Big Ten.
Wow, that was an incredible result, 77-54, a victory over Wisconsin, and it was like a 42-6 run at one point, in time that spanned both halves. I was surprised, not at the Michigan victory, but at the margin and the ease with which the Wolverines won. They are now 6-0 in the league, 11-0 overall. Still one game ahead of Iowa, and then Illinois and Wisconsin each have two losses. Everybody else in the league, three or more. So right now, Iowa in sole possession of second place, and try to maintain that tomorrow in that game against Michigan State.
Suddenly, as you mentioned, Iowa in second place, looking pretty good right there. And that victory last night, pretty amazing, since they took on Wisconsin, beat them by 23-plus at home in Ann Arbor. This Michigan team, Dickinson inside, is doing big, big things. Have 12 points last night, 6 rebounds. Wagner, chip off the old block, another Wagner in there. And Michigan's shooting the ball well from the outside. Not only getting things done in the paint, but also shooting it well from the outside and playing just very, very good defense. I thought it was a bad matchup for Wisconsin because the Badgers like to get physical with you, take you inside, and just can't do that against a Michigan team that's got some length.
Well, that's quite true. And as Kevin Lehman, and we'll talk to Kevin tomorrow on the program, off the glass segment with Kevin, he pointed out that the Michigan schedule gets much tougher in the second half of the season, and it begins Saturday with a trip to Minnesota. That should be an interesting game. By the way, Mike Halas, our regular Monday guest, just tweeting that the Iowa Northwestern men's basketball game has been moved from Monday at 6 p.m. to Sunday at 8 p.m. No reason given, perhaps TV, I don't know, but no reason given at this point. If we can update you on that, we will.
All right, so there you go. A little bit of breaking news out there as Iowa and Northwestern move to Sunday now at 8 o'clock. So, yeah, make that notation out there. And could be a TV situation. It could be, I don't know. Who knows what it is in 2021? You just roll with the punches, right?
Yeah, I suppose so. It's kind of an odd move, and I'm going to be curious to understand why, and perhaps it's television, but, man, that's only, what, 3-4 days away?
Yeah.
And now it's been moved. So, again, we'll try to get more information on that.
Yeah, there you go. 319-366-1600. As that news coming out. Also, some NBA news coming out right now as the much maligned and very unhappy James Harden apparently is going to be traded, as that is coming out to Brooklyn, the Brooklyn Nets. So I believe we have on the radio tomorrow night. Is that right, Buttons? We've got NBA basketball. Is it Brooklyn tomorrow night? He's going to look it up for us. He's going to give me the head nod. No, that's next week. It's Brooklyn. Maybe Monday. I don't know. I know Brooklyn is coming up soon. Go to KGYMradio.com, by the way, and you can see our upcoming schedule as far as our broadcasts are concerned. Told you that we would let you know where we will be at on Friday night as far as our high school boys basketball game. It's a boys game on Friday night for this week. We will be back at Prairie. It'll be Waterloo West in town to take on the Prairie Hawks on Friday night. That will be at 7:15, coming your way on 107.5 FM. 106.3 FM, we'll have Xavier at City High Girls. That one also at 7:15. Both those teams rated. That will be on 106.3 FM. Miami-Philadelphia is tomorrow night. Thank you. Miami-Philadelphia, everybody gets that tomorrow night. Iowa State women's basketball. We got Iowa going on right now against Ohio State, and we have Iowa State and Oklahoma State tonight. Okie State is on top of the Big 12 standings. They are unbeaten. Iowa State coming off a 19-3-point made field goal performance on the road at Texas Tech over the weekend on Sunday. And that game comes up tonight, 6 o'clock on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM for you. 6:35 will be the tip-off from James H. Hilton Coliseum in Ames. And we've got men's college basketball coming your way tonight as well on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up at 7:45. A good one in the Big 12. Texas and Texas Tech will go at it coming up this evening. And that will, again, be at 7:45 coming up tonight. 3:18 here on the program. Caitlin Clark is doing Caitlin Clark things right now, Mark.
Yes, she is. And Iowa looking pretty strong.
Yes.
Again, it's still only the first quarter, but Caitlin Clark having a fine game, number 22, doing what she's done all most of the year. And Scott, did you know hockey returns tonight?
It does. I was going to save that for after talking with Mark, but if you want to let the kitty out of the bag, I mean, there's so much to take in this week in prime time, and now we got hockey triple header tonight.
Yeah, I only mentioned it because it's the subject of our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Did you know hockey returns tonight? Yes or no? And that's brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City. It actually returns in about an hour, the first game, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, puck dropping at 4:30. But, yeah, four other games on the slate, including you're going to end up bowling and then going home and doing what, Scott?
Watching probably having two screens up. Probably watching a little bit of, well, watching the Blues for sure, and then probably watching a little racing as well from little Tulsa, Oklahoma tonight too.
The Blues opening up against Colorado, and that's the late late Matt's up tonight.
Yeah, probably stay up too late. But that's the way it goes. Going to be doing that a lot if you're a Blues fan this year, the way it sounds. All right, 3:19. We're going to take a break, come back. Iowa with a 9-point lead right now in the late portion of the first quarter down in Iowa City. We will talk to Lisa Bluter, by the way, coming up on the Friday edition of the show. So jot that down. We're going to take a break, come back. Mark Ironside will join us. We'll talk college wrestling when we return after this here on KGYM.
Listen up, football fans. This is Alex Kuhn from KGYM, and I've got the perfect way for you to make the playoffs even more exciting this weekend. It's called a same-game parlay bet, and they're only available on FanDuel Sportsbook. A same-game parlay bet lets you combine multiple bets from a single game for an even bigger win during the divisional round this weekend. You can combine the money line, the over-under, and player props all in one parlay. And best of all, FanDuel is letting you protect your parlay. That's right, you can place a 3-plus same-game parlay and get up to $25 back if you fall one leg short with same-game parlay insurance. The playoffs are the perfect time to give one a shot. It's just one of many ways to win on FanDuel. If you haven't already, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up to get started and use my promo code KUHN at the sign-up. That's promo code KUHN at the sign-up. Must be 21 plus and present in Iowa. Refund issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Look alive, coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics and getting your Iowa coaching authorization from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood state-approved, fully online classes are happening right now. Sign up and begin your online course anytime, anywhere, and get on track to reach your goals. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game.
Menards is here to help you turn your house into your home. Updating your bathroom is a great way to express your style. The Ensemble Shower from Sterling has a three-piece modular design that will fit right where your old shower once was. These showers offer plenty of storage space with built-in shelves. The 60 by 34 Ensemble Shower is $494.97. Save big money now during Menards Project Day Sale. Prices are good until January 16th.
Save big money at Menards.
At American Family Insurance, we know it takes many moving parts to make your house a home, and we're here to protect them all. With our innovative and comprehensive coverage options, we can build you a straightforward policy that truly protects what matters most, so you can stay focused and dreaming towards what's next. Ready to get the coverage you deserve?
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
Yes, I'm a dreamer.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back with you in the gym class in KGYM at 3:22. Thank you very much for joining us. The breaking news coming out, we've got a change as far as Iowa men's basketball. The Northwestern Iowa game has been moved from Monday to Sunday. In fact, a whole bunch of games now. Scott Dochterman from The Athletic reporting, and the Big Ten also putting this out as well. Due to previous postponements, Mark, is what they're saying, is why all these games are being moved. You've got Iowa Northwestern going to Sunday, and now you've got Purdue, Ohio State, and Penn State, Illinois move from Wednesday to Tuesday. And you've got Northwestern, Wisconsin moved up from next Wednesday, the 27th, to this Wednesday. You've got Penn State, Rutgers moved back from the 12th through the 21st, and Wisconsin, Penn State from the 3rd to the 27th. There will be a quiz later on.
I will fail.
I will fail as well. I will definitely fail on that. But it's because of postponements. It's 2020-2021 coming at us. We're going to talk some wrestling. It is still on for coming up, Iowa and Nebraska. We're going to talk about that and other things college wrestling coming up. With our Hall of Famer, Mark Ironside, and his appearance is brought to you each week by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. Kurt located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. And we'll get to a couple of texts coming up here as soon as we talk with Mark. But we bring him in here. How you doing?
I'm doing good, guys. I'm doing really good. I just hope that with all those revisions to those travel arrangements for basketball, that whoever the coach is or whatever, they make sure and double, triple check that the either the pilot or the bus driver is going in the right direction when they get on there. Oh, I didn't know we were going North Pleasant. I thought we were going Indiana. I don't, you know. They better know what the hell they're doing and where they're going.
Very true. Very true. Oh, man. Well,
other than that, I'm ready for some wrestling, boys.
Yeah, we're inching closer. It's coming up as Friday night. Iowa and Nebraska will get ready to go at it. And a very interesting tentative lineup put out today by the University of Iowa in regards to that meet.
I tell you what, did I mention there's wrestling Friday night? Guys, we are literally taking the mat Friday night in Carver Hawkeye Arena. I'm so jacked up. I'm like, we're going to actually see wrestling. It's going to be – and it was on TV this last, what, Friday and Sunday. I was able to watch Nebraska wrestle against the Rutgers. This Friday night's going to be – there's going to be some great matchups. Really, really good. It's going to be fun to see everybody. I think, honestly, one of the most exciting matches that people are really looking forward to is a guy that we haven't even seen in an Iowa Hawkeye singlet yet. Is at 141 pounds in Jaden Ironman. And – as we talked last week, the guy, you know, he's got a lot of – he lets the fur fly. And I tell you, this match, he's ranked number one. He hasn't even wrestled a match yet, which is crazy. But he's wrestling Chad Red of Minnesota – I mean, Nebraska. And that Chad Red, he's a stud himself. So we're gonna test the waters right away, and that's going to be a lot of fun to watch. This whole duel meet is going to be fun to watch. So there's going to be a lot of kind of like it's gonna be a very, very busy night, I think, for the husbands handling the remote controls of the TVs.
True.
And Mark, Scott referenced the lineups that were issued today, and on the Iowa side, there's five weights that are either or, and there's six weights on Nebraska that are either or. On the Iowa side, including Spencer Lee, what do you make of that?
I make of that as an opportunity for some of these guys, in case someone goes down with COVID or whatever the scenario may be, as an opportunity, they're going to weigh in, keep people close to weight, bring them out in Carver Hawkeye Arena. It's not like they're going to be in front of the fans, but they're coming out, they're getting to a routine in case they're called upon and needing to be called upon, probably maybe more so on standby this year, obviously, than ever before. The other thing is they did mention today that there's going to be some extra matches, some exhibition matches before the duel that are not going to be aired on TV, which is some, you know, second string type of guys and so forth, which is fantastic because a lot of those guys that are going in the room and training every single day, even though they're not the starters in the lineup, there's no open tournaments right now. Yeah. And so for them to go through a whole entire season and train and everything and not even be able to get any competition at all whatsoever, that would suck. So it's good that both teams are able to bring, you know, second string, third string guys and set up some other matches to be wrestled before the main event, so to speak.
Yeah, I like that. And, for example, you know, like an Aaron Cashman could get thrown out there, you know, whether it be Happel or people like that, maybe Kennedy. I don't know. It just depends on how it plays out. But I'm with you. I think it's great. And a chance for those guys to go out there, get a little bit of experience as far as an arena is concerned, a big arena. There won't be fans, we know that, but at least go through what, you know, getting ready for a match would be like in the Big Ten.
Yeah, I mean, even on a year where, you know, COVID doesn't exist, I mean, they still have two or three extra guys come out and just kind of feel the arena out, feel the situation out. It's an opportunity for, you know, guys to stay close to weight, even though they're not weighing in. Because you got to remember that, like, not only are they not getting if they're not getting any matches in because there's no open tournaments, then they're not really making weight or weighing in or keeping their weight close. And this gives them a reason to, you know, hey, you're weighing in. So they got to keep the weight down. So it could be a disciplinary type of thing, too. Just make sure these guys stay disciplined with their weight and stay close. And just so they're ready to go. You know, if they need to go, is basically what it comes down to.
Mark, but we have a question for you on the text line at 9896. wanted to know about your predictions for 141 and 149. Will Murren go at 141 at some point and Ironman go up to 149?
I don't see that. If they were going to do that, they would have already, that they'd be scheduled to do that right now. Murren would have stayed down at 41 and Ironman would be up at 49. I think that's pretty much solidified, whereas Ironman's 41 and Murren's 49. That's how it is, and that's how it's going to be for the season.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I would agree. I would agree with that. And let's talk about what Iowa's bringing out there. Of course, Spencer Lee, we know about that, 1-1-1 all the way across as far as the rankings are concerned. DeSanto at 133, Ironman coming out. Now he's a and/or with Carter Happel, but you got to think it's going to be Ironman, Murren in there. Caleb Young, Marinelli, Kemmer. How about Nelson Brands at 184, though? That looks to be his weight, man.
Yeah, and Ava Size not listed on there at all, even as a someone that else is coming out, which actually kind of surprises me a little bit. As long as he's healthy, I don't know. Unfortunately, like I said, I'm not really in the know, not being down in the room and so forth, with the guys and around. He could be injured. I have no idea. I don't know if they wrestled off. I could ask, but obviously make a phone call or whatever, but I don't get into that. I just show up and it is what it is and find out. A lot of times, just like everybody else, because I don't like to hound people or whatever, but I am surprised a little bit that Abe is not in there as well, and Nelson's in there. I don't know if they had another wrestle-off. I don't know if they based it off of the Hawkeye Wrestling Club showdown that they had back in November, which Nelson handled Assad pretty good. Even though that was freestyle, there's still a lot of takedowns there. So it doesn't matter freestyle or folk style, a takedown's a takedown. So. It's going to be interesting. And Nelson's got a tough match too. That Taylor Venz is a senior. He's been around. He's freaking good. He's really good. He's ranked as high as sixth in two different rankings. So that's going to be a really good match right out of the gate for Nelson Brands.
Yeah, you mentioned that one and the 141 match, Mark. It appears that 74 and 97 will bring some excitement as well. Talk about those two weights.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. 74, we got Kemmer back. He's ranked number one. He lost his last match of the season last year with losing to Hall in the Big Ten Finals. I'm sure he's hungry. He's so good. As everybody's seen, he just keeps getting better and better all the time. So he's coming back for us, but he's taking on a Labriola, who's been around for a while, too. He's a junior. He's good. He's really, really good as well, too. It's going to be a really good match, and it's going to be interesting to see some of these matches, just see how some of these guys perform. I mean, here we are in January. Normally, weight's under control by now. Conditioning is not a factor by now. I mean, everything is pretty much full bore. Everybody's kind of settled into their spot by now. And this is the first meet of the year, at least for us. Nebraska's already wrestled. But so it's going to be interesting to see how some of these guys come out and perform for the first time of the season here already, mid-January. And then the other weight, what other weight did you say that there was? 97. Oh yeah. Jacob Warner, against Eric Schultz. And that's, two versus three right there. That's going to be awesome. And so, Warner, that's one guy that, he can come out and he can kind of start slow a little bit. So hopefully, he's done his job. He's done it well on the kind of this, long preseason, and he's ready to go. Because if he's not, it could be a rough night for him against the Schultz, who's ranked two, and he's a senior. So, but Warner obviously has shown many times what he's capable of, and so he's just got to be ready to go. But it's going to be a great test for Warner right out of the gate. We're going to be a lot of great matchups right out of the gate. You can't even honestly count out Austin DeSanto. Even though he's ranked fourth and fifth, and he's taking on Alex Thompson, who's not ranked at all. But Alex Thompson being a four-time state champ out of Iowa, he was at Nebraska last year. Spencer Lee wrestled him. He was down 125 pounds. He's up to 133. He's 0-1 right now. He got major decision by a 6'2" kid. That's 133 pounds out of Minnesota. He gave up 6 points, got tossed to his back. But that Alex Thompson's tough. So Spencer Lee's going to – Allison DeSanto's going to, you know, see a good kid right out of the gate as well, too, and has to be ready to go. So this is a meet where, honestly, I see Iowa winning all 10 weights, but we could lose a couple in there as well, too, if we're not ready to go and we don't perform the full 7 minutes.
Mark Ironside joining us here on the Gym Class on this Wednesday edition right here on KGYM. You said you watched Nebraska's first duel. They took on Rutgers. And what'd you see from Nebraska, but what'd you see from Rutgers? Because Iowa doesn't see Rutgers this year, unfortunately. It's been a program that has been on the rise. Are they still that way, or what do they look like this year?
Well, they got that 133-pounder that transferred to Rutgers, you know, wrestling there from Northwestern, that Spencer Lee, you know, he gotten beat by a couple times, Rivera out of Northwestern transferred. So that really, really helps out their program a lot. That's gonna really boost the Rutgers program. He's from there. He's from right there in New Jersey, so he's just basically left Northwestern and went back home. So besides that, Rutgers didn't really have a lot. They don't really have a lot. They were down. Nebraska pretty much rolled them, handled them pretty well. There were some close matches in there that didn't really need to be that close. I think Nebraska wrestled some matches close that they shouldn't have wrestled close, that they just kind of, you know, took a easy win there, and which I was kind of surprised about knowing they got Iowa coming up on the schedule. But I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. But it was Nebraska looked good. They looked solid. You know, they were in control the whole time, and Rutgers really did not have anything for Nebraska. And this is going to be a great meet for the Iowa Hawkeyes to come out and to take on the Cornhuskers, you know, right away, right out of the gate. There's going to be a lot of exciting matches. It really, really is. It's so unfortunate that, you know, you're not going to have 14, 15,000 people into the stands, you know, this year to scream and yell and cheer it on and so forth. But they'll be in their living rooms or wherever they're at doing the same thing. So I'll be there screaming in the radio, though.
There you go. Well, one of the other things, too, with this meet and that is missing with the 14,000 screaming as well is that there is not there's not a lot of love lost between these two coaching staffs. If we recall, with Mark Manning's staff and the folks from Iowa City.
You know, Mark Manning, there's really not a whole lot of, it's not Tom and Terry Brands and company. It's pretty much every coaching staff, I think, in the country that's really not a fan of Mark Manning. he takes a lot of heat for being a crybaby, being a whiner. He just cries and whines about everything. And that's kind of how I see it too, to be honest with you. I can't really argue that at all. And you don't make a whole lot of friends when it seems like you're constantly whining and crying about every little thing all the time. You know, just at some point in time, it's just like, just shut up and wrestle and let the guys do their thing or whatever. But it'll be fun. I'm sure that, you know, the coaches will be mic'd up and people at home will be able to listen to pretty much, even if they're not mic'd up, because there's not really going to be any background or crowd noise and stuff, you're going to be able to hear pretty much everything that's said.
Yeah, that could be a problem.
Pick me up on the radio on the TV.
That could be a problem.
Hey, Mark, you referenced some exhibition matches that are going to be held prior to the varsity meet. Are you aware of which Hawkeyes will be in action?
That I am not. I don't have any literature on that or any information on that or anything like that. I know that Chris Brewer, our sports information director, sent out the release today that there will be some exhibition matches starting at 6 p.m. with the meet starting at 8 p.m. So the media, we can come into the doors. We can get in at 5:30, watch some exhibition matches at 6, and then the main event, the regular dual meet, will start at 8. But he didn't mention who they are. He didn't mention how many there were going to be. He just said some matches prior to the main duel.
On the text line, a couple of questions for you that kind of tie together here, Mark. 7508 and 9896 here. Rank the top four teams the way you see it in the Big Ten, and with that, kind of piggyback, how will Penn State look? And they've got to be in the top four.
Yeah, they're top four. I don't know. All I can say is Iowa number one, Michigan number two for sure, and then honestly, I really don't know between Nebraska, Ohio State, and Penn State you got 3, 4, 5 in there, and honestly, it could be you could rearrange that any how you wanted to, but there are 3, 4, 5. You can't really just do a top four because you've got those three schools that I think that are so tight. But I think it goes Iowa, Michigan, and after that, you got Penn State and Ohio State and Nebraska fighting it out 3rd through 5th.
Mm. Yeah, Michigan comes.
I don't know how much. Yeah, go ahead.
Michigan comes to Iowa City along with Illinois for a big double duel on the 31st. So
that Michigan meet's going to be huge, boys. It's going to be really, really big. We definitely need to be on our game for that one. And it's just, like I keep saying, it's just going to be a weird feeling come Friday night not having the fans in the stands. And, you're going to have the people that are able to come on the pass list, like the parents and stuff like that or whatever. But, a couple hundred people compared to, 13, 14,000 fans, it's a big, big difference. But when Michigan comes to town, that's going to be a big, big matchup. I would definitely, if you're not going to be able to watch the TV, be hitting, recording it and so you can watch it later type of thing for sure.
Mark, I don't know how much you paid attention to Iowa State and UNI. Iowa State really hasn't had, difficult matchup, but it appears they're very young, a lot of freshmen in the lineup that are, at this early juncture doing some pretty good things.
Yeah, they haven't really wrestled any solid competition yet at all. They just don't really have much of a solid competitive schedule. It's hard. It's really, really hard. And that's not a knock on Iowa State. I'm not saying, they're not wrestling nobody. They're ducking people. That's not it. They honestly can't wrestle anybody great right now because they won't let you really out of your conference. And it's very fortunate for, the Big Ten Conference to have, some of the top 5 ranked teams are probably in the Big Ten Conference. So you're going to have amazing competition right there. But, you got UNI is going to be able to see, I think, Oklahoma State and Iowa State. So they're going to see some matches. Oklahoma is way, way down. But Oklahoma State, Iowa State, and UNI, they'll have some good matches amongst each other there. But besides that, they just don't have very tough schedules. And that, honestly, it's very unfortunate for them because it's hard to prepare for the pinnacle of part of the season at the NCAAs and wrestling some of the top competition when it really counts and not being able to see them before, the NCAA championships. I mean, with no Midlands this year, you're not getting that. They can't get that out of their normal schedule. And it's very unfortunate for them. And that's why, I guess, if I'm a coach within the Big Ten and I'm, recruiting an athlete, I'm using this scenario this year with the COVID and the conference only and this and that and talking about, hey, this is one of the reasons, you come to the Big Ten and you wrestle in the Big Ten because of the competition level that you're going to face, not just every year, but especially this year when it's going to really, really matter. And then also, too, you're on TV a lot more. You get a lot more exposure. And it's just the Big Ten Conference has a lot more to offer, to a recruit, in my opinion.
12 out of the top 25 in the coaches' poll from the Big Ten. So that says a lot. You and I did get a last Sunday. They went up to Brookings, beat South Dakota State, and beat North Dakota State in a double duel up there, and had some pretty big wins individually up there. Isley got a win in a rated matchup, so that was good to see for the Panthers. And how about this? Here's 2021 in a nutshell. You and I is going to wrestle Missouri and Arizona State this Sunday in Ames. So
that is crazy.
That's along with Iowa State wrestling a combination of those teams as well. So that's about as 2021 as it gets.
Well, there's going to be some good competition for UNI. That's awesome. That's fantastic. That's going to give them an opportunity to kind of test the waters a little bit and see where they're at. And speaking of South Dakota State Jackrabbits, you got to give a shout out to our local guy and our local boy out of Alburnett, Iowa, Tanner Sloan, who is just doing amazing up there at 197 pounds for them as well, too.
Yeah.
So great to see him wrestling and doing so well out there for South Dakota State. He's wrestling really, really well.
Beat Gordon 14-1 of UNI.
Yep. He's not just winning. He's dominating. He's looking good, too. And just a small town sheep farmer and hog farmer, and right out of here, out of Alburnett, grew up on a farm right here, and you know, got up every morning, 4 a.m. before his workouts, did all his chores, and just you couldn't ask for a more down-to-earth Iowa farm kid than that. And just good to see him doing great things like he is.
Hey, Mark, but for big-time wrestling fans, there's a six-match card tonight on Flow Wrestling, headlined by Jordan Burroughs against David Taylor. Who do you got?
I forgot that's on tonight. Thanks for the reminder. What time does that start? Six? Seven? Probably seven?
I think it's seven.
Seven? I gotta make sure I'm home from work by then. Geez, that's a tough call, Dukes, because you got David Taylor and Jordan Burroughs. They've wrestled before. Burroughs winning, but very, very hard-fought, tough matches. Taylor is a weight class bigger than Jordan. Jordan's starting to get up there now. Jordan Burroughs, he's, 32 or maybe even 33 now, you know? Taylor has some youth on him. Taylor's bigger. He's stronger. And it's not like he's just big, unorthodox guy and just really doesn't know how to wrestle. He's big. He knows how to wrestle. I mean, he can scramble with the best of them. He moves super fast. He stays low. He knows Burroughs' style. I think, it definitely favors David Taylor. Mm. But inside of me, I'm kind of rooting for Jordan Burroughs. I'm rooting for the veteran there a little bit and the lighter weight guy and the underdog in that one. But what's going to be really interesting – and this is what I said on Flow the other day when I was on there and talking about this matchup too, is Jordan Burroughs, if anybody remembers the match here just a few weeks ago, got against Zahid out of Arizona State, he, you know, fell behind early in the second period, came from behind and ended up, I think, tacking him. But Burroughs, he just finds a way to win. He just finds a way. And I'm just really, really curious to see how he's going to go about trying to find a way to beat David Taylor, who's a phenomenal wrestler, world champion, who he's had fits with when they're at the same weight, now let alone David Taylor being up a weight. I'm just curious to see what he's going to use as a strategy and what areas and kind of angle he's going to take to try and score on a guy like David Taylor. And that's where I have so much respect for Jordan Burroughs, because to one, just to even take this match and, you know, put some stuff on the line and kind of reputation on the line, but just to try and figure out, he's so smart. He's such a smart wrestler. And to see how he is going to try and win this match is what really intrigues me. Because he's got that patented blast double or take it right off your feet. I don't see him doing that to David Taylor. So I'm really curious to see other means of scoring against a guy like David Taylor, who's a phenomenal wrestler.
Yeah, I'm
Jaden Cox on that card as well. And then you got a good one, Seth Gross and Joey McKenna.
Yeah, Seth Gross. I'm definitely giving that one to Seth Gross. Two completely different styles. Completely, completely different styles. But Seth Gross, his wiry body and explosiveness and he just kind of made for freestyle. Joey McKenna's, you know, short, stocky, explosive as well too, but more compact. I think he's going to have fits with a guy like Seth Gross, and he's going to have to hit doubles and really good, solid, secure type of holds and no single legs, and because Seth Gross turned single legs into his own offense, and I just see this one going to Seth Gross.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. That'll be fun tonight on Flow Wrestling, and I know you'll have fun. You'll make your own fun in Iowa City. I'm kind of interested to see how that goes on Friday night with how much we can hear, what it's going to kind of eerie feeling will be. But like you said, it's wrestling for the first time in, 10 months. So that's good. That's the biggest box to check. So have fun.
I will. That won't be an issue. That won't be a problem. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to having some previous, you know, some early matches prior to the dual meet too, and just seeing some of these other guys wrestle too. You know, the more wrestling that we can watch, the better. So I'm really, really excited for it.
We'll report on that next week. There
I
we
will.
Go. All right.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mark.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a great week.
All right. Mark Ironside joining us each Wednesday. His appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids. It is 3:49. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll update you on the Iowa women and more. Talk a little A little hockey with you as well. Mark loves talking hockey, so we'll do that coming up on the Gym Class on KGYM.
New year, new sportsbook. Get to know BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, by winning $100 in free bets when you place a $1 moneyline wager on Minnesota versus Memphis. And if either team hits a three, you win. Just sign up and use bonus code HANSEN100 when you make your first bet to take advantage of this offer. Then bet with confidence all year long with BetMGM's innovative parlay selection features, boosted odds specials, daily promotions, and much more. Download the app today or go to BetMGM.com and use bonus code HANSEN100 to win $100 in free bets when you wager $1 on either Minnesota or Memphis to hit a three. Enjoy your favorite sports like never before and make 2021 a year to remember. Sign up with BetMGM today. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older. Iowa only. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Wendy's new classic chicken sandwich is now in the 2 for $5. And that's reason to celebrate. Try the new classic and then take your mouth on a victory lap with the iconic Dave's single. The delicious spicy chicken sandwich, spicy or crispy 10-piece nuggets, or just get another classic chicken sandwich. Taste greatness today with Wendy's 2 for $5. We got you.
For a limited time, a la carte only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Zubin from the NFL.
These guys are being pushed up and elevated higher as starters when if they were on any other team, they would be the third, fourth receivers.
To the NBA.
They got me younger. They got me faster. They are light years ahead of every other team right now in the Western Conference.
And all points in between.
I think we finally have a tunnel to be able to look out on the other end and say it was about the money.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Zubin. Mornings on ESPN Radio and on ESPN News.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the Gym. Oh, yes, it is a Wednesday, and that means it is a Bowling Night in America night. We are ready to go this evening from May City Bowl, and our Bowling Night in America preview is brought to you by the aforementioned May City Bowl on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids. It's an epic matchup, Mark. I think the Ocho is putting rights to get this one tonight between the number 9 and number 10 teams in the league.
That's out of 10 teams, folks. So, yeah, Lane's 27 and 28. Rusty Nails against New Image, a new team to the adult Evergreen League this year. And after a couple subpar weeks, the Rusty Nails need to right the ship, Scott.
We got an injury, too, we're dealing with. Not me, but we may have lost one for the season. We'll see. I don't know. Does that mean you come out of semi-retirement? I don't know. We're going to have to just, you got to be ready. Get that ball ready to go. That's all I'm going to say.
Well, for a price, I suppose I could do about anything.
We know what the price would be.
I can be bought. Come on.
So, who knows? We may do that. We'll see how it all plays out. But, yeah, we'll try it tonight and see how it goes. And, can only go up from where we have been. The last 2 weeks. So you're going to have to bowl pretty well tonight. So,
yeah, and especially in these times, if you have interest in open bowling or visiting the pro shop, please give May City Bowl a call ahead of time, 362-0136, and check availability. Or you can visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
Yep, we'll have a report tomorrow. We got a great show coming up tomorrow for you. As, of course, Kevin Lehman, the coach, will join us, and we'll have Off the Glass. We'll look ahead, hopefully, to Iowa-Michigan State and look back at college basketball, look ahead to the weekend. So we'll talk with Kevin coming up tomorrow. And then our friend Bob Herrick, senior golf writer for ESPN.com, will stop by and preview the golf season, which will get started in earnest coming up tomorrow as well. But tonight, the National Hockey League season gets underway. For 1 year, they're going to move the divisions around a little bit here and see what happens. But you've got the Blues and the Avalanche going at it, the Penguins going up against the Flyers here in about an hour and 10 minutes or so. And you've got the Lightning as your defending Stanley Cup champions. And it's very hard to go back-to-back, but we shall see. They are returning most of their roster, Mark. Tampa Bay is. So we'll see if they can keep this thing going down at Tampa. They've had some good teams over the last handful of years.
Yeah, it's not that I dislike hockey either. It's just not one of those sports that I follow intently. Maybe it's because, you know, we're from Iowa. We didn't have hockey in high school or whatever it may be. But I understand. I love watching the playoffs, the Stanley Cup final. Regular season, you know, I'll duck in here and there. But you know, it's good to see hockey back.
That's
for sure. Another major sport back on the radar.
It is. Sans fans, but they are going to be playing out there. A couple of texts to get to. By the way, Iowa's women's basketball team up by 12, 44-32 at halftime at Carver-Hawkeye Arena over Ohio State. That is a top 20 rated Ohio State team. Caitlin Clark has had a terrific first half. Iowa got a buzzer beater from Kate Martin as well. And again, we'll talk to Iowa women's basketball coach Lisa Bluter on the Friday edition of the show. So they've got one more half to go. Todd and Alex will keep you updated on that one. Baseball news to get to, and this is kind of anticipated, and it's good news for these two communities because they will still have baseball. But Clinton and Burlington are going to have baseball coming up as, let me get this official here, John Bonenkamp reporting that the Bees are going to be joining the Prospect League, and I would imagine that is going to be the same as far as Clinton is concerned. So there will be baseball in those two communities coming up this summer.
Yeah, and that's good. Even though it's not affiliated baseball, it gives folks an opportunity to go out and watch a little hardball and see some of the up-and-coming collegiate players, I think, is what those leagues are all about. And plus, employees of those two clubs, many will retain their jobs, and that's good.
Yeah, very much true on that. A couple texts to get to before we set sail here today. And I thought we had one. Mike, the Michigan fan, weighing in here. So is everyone finally done saying Michigan looks good, but they haven't played anybody yet? Go Blue. Looks like it will be a fun, fun year. I agree with you, Matt. And Michigan, they were at home, but man alive that they look good in that game last night. And in reaction to the NBA trade, 64-29, if you missed it, James Harden is going to Brooklyn. Harden and Kyrie on the same team, major dumpster fire potential with those two. Poor Steve Nash. But you also have Durant on that. Brooklyn looks to be the favorite in the East now if they can all get along and if they can all share the basketball. There you go. That you're talking hockey is the equivalent of me talking about the NBA, Mark.
Yeah, if there. A lot of talent on that ball club, and we'll see if it can mesh.
And also, a little bit of a weather nugget for you. It looks like in western Iowa, they've got a winter storm watch in effect Thursday night into Friday. We've got a winter weather advisory. Is that the case? Buttons is saying yes, that is the case for tomorrow. A couple inches of snow, but big winds could be the biggest factor blowing that snow around starting tomorrow night. So keep that in mind if you have any plans. All right, Mark, we will talk tomorrow at 3.
Sounds great. Talk to you then.
All right. You've been listening to The Gym Class here on KGYM, and thank you very much for tuning in to the show. Alex and Todd coming your way next right here on KGYM. Have a good night, everybody.
You heard you could save big when you bundle home and auto with Progressive, so you went online to check it out. But then you saw a link for a survey about which type of bread you are, and now you're on question